you, Abacus, a little faster?
Abacus, my foot.
Five, what you waiting for? If you want a three, three, two, two, one, let's go.
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on the humble that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, Sermon the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Waka waka.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Hey, yo.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Let's get restarted in here.
Give it a little more juice. Celebrity butt water. Butt water. Butt water. Who are you taking to La Isla?
What
to
is
drink their butt water?
Is that Arthur? Is that what you had in mind?
So just think of like shoving an enema up someone's butt,
okay,
and then they poop out that water, they expel the water into like a collection bottle, and then that water is then sold off.
Sure.
So we're just kind of jumping right into this today, huh? We're not really easing into the butt stuff.
I've been thinking about this all week.
He's been waiting.
What do my boys think about the butt water?
I need to ask these guys. Is it worth it?
I need fucking answers. Can you work it?
So
I
can't ease into an enema.
So can you pose the question again?
All right. If you could have anyone's butt water.
And I'm consuming the butt water.
No, you don't have to consume it.
You can just appreciate it in a fucking aquarium.
You can put a little vial, wear it around like a necklace.
What am I going to do with this fucking butt water, dude?
Talk about it.
I'm not doing shit with butt water, man.
I'm not getting butt water.
Nobody wants butt water,
dude. This is free butt water.
You can't pay me to take butt water, man.
Okay. You're saying if I have to take butt
water. They're twisting your arm, man. Or die!
No. You're teleported to La Isla and somebody's butt water is with you.
What do you mean, with you?
It's like with you.
Oh, like it's in you?
No. Them? I mean, you'll be at La Isla.
Uh-huh.
The
and
island.
There will be...
A desert island.
Celebrity butt water.
Maybe you're on an island surrounded by the celebrity butt water.
My God, dude.
Oh, like I get to pick the celebrity on the island and butt water?
No, the butt water's there. The celebrity's not.
Uh-huh.
You have no choice in the matter. That's
like
all
it's
I was trying
store?
To say.
And it's just like one sample, or is it a selection of samples?
No. You're transported to you're transported to a world where there is one island.
World.
It's a small world,
and water source.
Yeah, the only water source is from a celebrity.
So you'd rather die of thirst?
No,
you're not taking the celebrity.
No, I'll
butt
take
water.
The butt water. Okay, let's talk this out, dude. First of all, do you think a younger lady?
Oh, so you're going straight to the younger ladies.
I know.
No, let me ask.
No. Do they take cleaner shits? Would they have a cleaner asshole than their mother would?
They're going to have more cum in that ass.
Yeah, but after it would start to run clear, though, right?
Yeah,
the water would run clear eventually.
Both cases, the water runs clear. The PPM is so finite that it's almost infinitely small.
I don't think it ever runs clear.
Okay, it's all brown.
All the time.
So I don't...
One enema, but extrapolated to an ocean.
I don't care. Then I don't give a fuck between... If it's all just going to be shit water, why do I care? Whose asshole it's from?
Robert De Niro. Because
it can have less shit in it.
Amazing.
How would I know that, though?
By how clear it is.
No, I'm saying choose a celebrity.
You have to shoot your shot. Is it?
I would go with a younger girl because I just have a feeling that it would be cleaner. I know it's probably not true, but I feel like their butt water would be cleaner.
It is not.
And also, if they're hot, at least I can imagine that I was drinking it directly out of her butt, and that would make me feel better. So I say Johnny Depp's daughter.
Johnny Depp's daughter.
Yeah, Lily Depp. Speaking of butt water, my ass is a cauldron right now. I'm like,
Steve Bruin?
I'm clenching my butt cheeks closed because there's just a line of farts waiting to pop out.
Lying in wait.
Yeah, so anyways.
I kind of want to challenge you to just let them loose.
No, what
the fuck, man?
That's not good for anybody. I mean, it's good
space.
For me, but...
Good for sampling.
No, what? You want to sample?
No, these are not very loud. These are
like
some
that?
Sickly...
Oh, I see.
They're going to be some SPDs.
They're weak
farts. Wet. They're wet and weak and smelly.
But robust.
Could be a shark.
No, it absolutely. These are the kind of farts that turn into a shirt.
Oh, chicken fries.
Sick.
Yeah, the celebrity butt water is pretty much diluted diarrhea water.
Yeah. We know.
It's a real, it's a bad question. It always was. Okay.
And you want Lily Rose Depp butt water?
Let me see, well, let me see a picture of Lily. Let me see a picture of Lily Rose Depp.
Isn't her mom like Kate Moss or some shit?
Burrito.
What?
Celebrity butt water.
I don't want celebrity butt water.
No, you have to
have it.
Otherwise, oh, you're going to die.
Oh, you know who I'd want? Sylvester Stallone's.
See?
Because it got HGH in it.
It's got HGH in it.
Ooh, okay.
You got to think like that.
I got
anabolic steroids.
I was thinking sexually, but I should be thinking about my health.
Pragmatically.
It's about health, yeah.
Yeah, he got excess B vitamins.
Right.
And human growth hormone.
Definitely have to be someone that worked out well.
Body's a temple.
Someone that's healthy. Yeah.
Who are you thinking, Jared really from Subway? Eats healthy? Is that who you're thinking, Jared from Subway?
That'd have to be whoever does the Quiznos.
You think he's getting fucked in the butt?
Quizno Bob.
A lot? Right now?
No.
Oh,
I think he's a mark, dude.
I think he's getting his ass kicked a lot.
Is he in Solly?
Yeah, Solitaire? For his sake, yeah, I hope so.
He's not in Gen Pop.
No.
Is it Jared from Subway? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, is that what you're going to say, Burrito? I feel like that's what you were going to say, but I might be crazy.
I don't think that's what I was going to say.
Sexy ass dance.
I don't know. It was just something on your face. I don't know. My bad. We thought it was.
I read it wrong.
Yeah, we know how much you love Subway.
Is it the Quiznos rats shit?
Yeah, the ones on the commercial.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get an answer from Burrito. Also, Arthur hasn't answered. Arthur presents this shitty ass question, literally, and then won't answer.
Now, I'll take like Jennifer Lawrence butt water.
Really?
Yeah.
You want some millennial like, butt water?
She's MILF status now.
Hey,
yeah, she's
fine.
A damn MILF, dude.
She's healthy. Yeah.
She's healthy, she wealthy, and wise.
Coins. She got some kids.
She shits gold coins, he says. I don't believe him. Why not? Has kids, you say, Burrito.
Yeah.
And you know that.
No, she doesn't. Does she really?
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know
I'd love to drink some milk out of her. Milkers.
Damn, they did get bigger. You're right.
I would love some sustenance from J-Law. Mommy
J. From Mockingjay?
Yeah. Oh. Mockingjay Law.
Mommy J.
What do you want her to say to you as she's breastfeeding you?
I don't. It's if that's a personal question, you know.
What do you want her to say to you while she's breastfeeding me?
My sweet baby boy.
Oh my God, I love it. I don't want her to say anything. I want her to hum a song and pat my head.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, right?
God, just like stroke my head.
Which song is it?
The Star Spangled Banner, baby, America!
That's awesome.
I got a fat American tit in my mouth.
Oh shit, dude. I want like a... It almost sounds like a spiritual word, dude.
Oh, Swing Low Sweet Chariot.
Yes,
I want, you want some soul. You want some rasp to the hum.
How about some Leonard Cohen? Because
you'd be able to feel it through her tit, the rasp. And it'd be inside your mouth, dude. That's just nice. Some rasp in your mouth.
That's nice. Hey, I got something that I can read to you. Sock, shoe, or sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Sock, what does
sock,
that mean?
Shoe.
Sock, shoe,
yeah,
sock,
sock, shoe.
Because I mean,
obviously.
Like, the shoes.
Sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
People who keep their socks in their shoes.
Oh, okay. So wait, for the listeners,
people
you're saying
that?
Some people put both socks on and then both shoes on.
Right.
Mm. Or
like the rest of
one
us.
Sock in the shoe and then the other sock in the other shoe.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I can see it if you're getting dressed in like a suit.
It's like,
you do sock, shoe, sock, shoe. Just to feel it. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, you made a good point that maybe you had your socks stored in the shoes. I could see that.
I would take them out of the shoes and put them on.
Both of them at the same time?
Yeah, of course, because you got to like do this thing.
You got two hands.
I can't think of any reason why you would do sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
There is no reason.
That does sound like a different language, though. Sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
Some foreign ass shit.
Burrito, do you do sock, shoe, sock, shoe?
No, sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Why?
I do shoe, shoe, sock, sock, so that's what makes me different.
Why, you're not like the other
human being.
He ain't like the other girls.
What can I say?
It's like superheroes with they wear their underwear on the outside.
Exactly.
Oh, that's how you know he's fighting crime because
like
his
Quail
socks
Man.
Are in his shoes. Quail Man. Quail Man. Kalukakoo.
That's his call, right?
I thought he said Kalukakoo. He had his belt on his head.
Yeah, what a goof.
And he gave Roger that stare, and Roger would get scared.
The quail stare.
Shit.
That show is wild. Why would you pick a quail? Why would you name her Patricia Mayonnaise?
I think they were just having a good time.
Mosquito Valentine.
They were having a great time.
They were being random. That was back when you could be random.
They're
definitely
just doing
fantasy
acid.
Land. Here's a quick question.
Yeah, please.
The burger joint. What was it called?
The Max.
Thanks, later.
No. Do you know it?
Yeah, I know it. I was just reading this like fanfic Doug article. It was on Rolling Stone.
Okay, I thought you said fanfic.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No, fanfic's different.
Oh. I thought it was like you made up a story with the characters. Is it more than that?
Slash
fiction's different.
Slash fiction. Slash that's what fic.
I don't know it.
It's called the Honker Burger.
Yeah.
Honker Burger.
Honk, honk.
See you at the dance, Doug.
Patty, is the something the mayonnaise on my home fries?
Oh, that banjo
Patty
song?
Is the mayonnaise.
No, I don't know what he says. Anyways.
He says, IU, killer tofu.
EI.
OOEU.
So did we settle the sock shoe sock shoe?
Yeah, it was never a debate.
Okay, so there's a word right here.
Yeah.
And
everybody say it in three, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three. Caramel.
You just did that on purpose.
I did.
Bitch.
It's caramel.
Yeah, because it has the A.
Caramel.
Bitch.
But a lot of people say caramel.
Yeah.
My mom says caramel.
The reason I brought it up is because this was one of the words in Wheel of Fortune for the puzzle.
Wow.
And the guy said it the wrong way.
Did they give it to him?
Fucking hated it. And they gave it to him!
Well, yeah, well, it's an accepted pronunciation.
It is accepted, but it's bullshit!
Okay, so now you want more. Now you're on the side of more rules on Wheel of Fortune, dude.
Oh, man, just say the fucking word right.
Speaking of Wheel of Fortune, I just saw an episode. I think it was.
Tell us about it, Gemini!
It was in 4x3, so it was an old episode.
We need
episode.
A bumper for the Wheel Watchers Club.
Absolutely.
On Slam City.
But yeah. Yeah.
Are you saying? Can you say again what you just said?
Yeah, it was in 4x3, so it was an older episode.
Yeah, nice.
And at the end, Pat Sajak brought out this piece of paper that it was from the 1950s, and he said, instructions for a housewife. And he started reading this shit.
Dude,
started reading this shit to Vanna White. It said shit like, make sure dinner's ready by the time he gets home, but make sure to give yourself 15 minutes of relaxation so you're not too tired
for
him.
Get away from me.
No.
Let him unwind
first. She has to make dinner. And then she has to relax for 15 minutes,
she
so
relaxes.
She's not too hyped up from having made dinner and washing the kids.
She needs to calm the fuck down first.
Yeah, she needs to calm her hysteria before her husband gets home.
Flick your damn baby.
And then also, it said, don't be mad at him if he's late to come home or if he doesn't come home at all. Because compared to the stress that you're experiencing, imagine the day he's
absolutely
having.
No shit!
Is any of this wrong, dude?
I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, it was a published article.
Yeah, Patrick's right.
Yeah. This was from his mouth.
He's a card, dude.
Patch.
He's a real card.
Yeah. He is a card.
No, you claim that he's racist. I don't
know,
dude. Show them your fucking evidence, dude.
So where are you guys at with the caramel?
Together.
All right, you got one candy bar that contains caramel or any kind of confectionery.
Is caramel in like...
Yeah, it's in some shit.
All
Twix?
Kind of shit. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a nice one.
Top of the wafer, covered in chocolate.
I'm not really into it.
Shut
my God.
I don't like it.
Too sticky.
You just got yourself fired.
Too sticky on the teethies.
Yeah.
What are they called? There's like some Hershey things. Are they called like truffles or no?
Butt truffle.
Doves. There's something like
truffle butter.
Truffle.
No, he's talking about doves. Like lady candy.
They don't have caramel in them, do they?
No, there's a certain candy where it's like, it's
for
almost
girls.
Like a little square.
It's
a little.
It sounds like the one for girls, like the bite-sized ones
okay.
that are filled with caramel.
Can you explain why it would
because
be just for girls?
It's like,
no,
it's like
they
a bonbon replacement.
No, literally, here's why. Because they put more calcium in them so that it helps their bones.
Yeah,
their brittle bones.
Yes, to prevent osteoporosis.
Are you sure you're thinking of the thing I'm thinking? I'm not talking about the chews, dude. I'm not talking about calcium chews.
No.
I'm talking about a delicious treat that apparently Arthur is gendering.
They're called doves.
So what, dude?
I don't think real men want
God,
that shit.
I think
shit.
You're just afraid that you're a gay guy.
Nah, man.
You just don't want to experience
that's why you're projecting.
We're just talking about
you don't want to experience
here.
True dove.
I think you're just projecting.
He's afraid
dude.
Of true dove.
Yeah, dude, true dove.
Hey, I'm all about that Milky Way, okay?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Milky Way
kind of
sucks, dude.
I like the woman. I like the gay candy that Arthur's talking about.
It's not too much caramel, which is a good thing.
But Twix is good.
Milky Way.
Is Twix a manly enough answer for you, Arthur? You fuck.
That's a universal answer.
Do you like Twix burrito?
Yeah. What's your? Yeah.
I don't like Twix.
Damn.
He's really out on caramel.
Okay. Well, what about a caramel apple though?
What about Dove?
How about a caramel butthole?
What about a Dove, dude?
Yeah, Dove. Yeah. What about a caramel?
Have you ever had a Dove before?
I don't think I have.
It's like a Ghirardelli, but smaller.
It's like a calcium chew.
Yeah, it's got calcium.
It's like a
Raisin. For your brittle bones. You have brittle bones, dude?
Was that on the Patrick's list?
The Patrick's list?
Yeah.
Show?
Sure to take your calcium?
Yeah.
For your brittle-ass bones,
mind
bitch.
Your calcium and your hysteria.
Mind your calcium. That's what I always tell these hoes.
Mind your calcium and your hip to waist ratio.
Yeah, mind it, but don't make it
a ratio thing. Patch.
Patch Adams.
Patch Sajak.
RHCP. Lyrics. Okay, so these are, so Arthur, you prepared some Red Hot Chili Pepper lyrics.
Yeah, I was thinking about Burrito's Nickelbox the other day.
And this is a song that you might not like, right?
I don't think he likes any of the songs.
Oh, so this is direct towards Burrito. What do you think about this?
This is a macroaggression.
This is a Red Hot Chili Pepper lyric.
I know.
Chitty baby, when your nose is in the nitty gritty, life could be a little sweet, but life could be a little shitty. What do you think about that?
Three fingers in the honeycomb. So,
oh yeah,
it's talking about eating ass.
Chitty chitty baby, when your nose is in the nitty gritty, life could be a little sweet, but life could be a little shitty. Three fingers in the honeycomb. It does sound like he's talking about.
I cut out some of the lines just for time. But the first part.
Hold on. What do you think about those lyrics, Burrito?
Oh, sure.
Do you think they're good?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are these words of a genius?
Also, it seems a little bit like caramel to me.
Uh-huh. What? Chitty chitty baby, when your nose is in the nitty gritty.
I hate it. Is that how it goes?
Life could be a little
stuck
sweet.
On the roof
life
of
could
my
be
mouth,
a little shitty.
Think
could
about
be a
how,
little sweet, like yeah. Be a little shitty.
Sing it all funky.
What do you think black people think of Red Hot Chili Peppers on the whole? Like in terms of like, lovers. What are rap lovers?
I'd say they maybe like a song or two.
They probably say, are these the motherfuckers who invented rap?
Is this where we got it?
Are these the motherfuckers?
I feel like as a rapist, this guy sucks ass, right?
Yeah, as a serial rapist.
I hate when he raps. I like some of his songs.
Shitty.
But none of the songs that I like from them is they're rapping in it.
What I got, you gotta get it, put it in you.
Hate it.
Okay, so in the radio edit,
yeah,
they bleep out shitty.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few lines later, he sings three fingers in the honeycomb.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that none of those words are like censorable, but like the thought process as a whole is just worse than like life could be a little shitty.
Yeah, you know but you can't say shit, but you can describe finger blasting.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, children don't understand finger blasting.
Right.
So you can talk in
it's all about the
euphemisms.
Yes, euphemisms are okay. It's all about the children.
Yeah, kids are dumb as hell. Remember cartoons? Eh, that's funny. He's getting his dick sucked.
Are you talking about The Simpsons?
Yeah.
And then I thought about honeycombs.
Yeah.
And
the
if you
cereal?
Mm-hmm.
The cereal, the thing that bees put together, just like the shape of honeycombs, right? And then you're going to put three fingers in the honeycomb. Are they going in like
that thing
in single cones, like one finger per cone?
Per hexagon?
Yeah. Or are you cramming it all in one hexagon?
You know what? I'm imagining the two vagina broad.
Yeah.
Because that's like,
you could get
that's kind of like a honeycomb situation.
Two in one and one in the
pink. It's like a whole thing that has like little partitions. It's just like,
yeah, compartmentalized.
So you're saying one finger per comb.
No, I think he just means putting three fingers in the pussy.
Oh, we're not talking about honeycombs?
He's talking about bussies.
No, he's not talking about butts. He's not putting three fingers in someone's ass.
Or in a beehive?
Why? What? Why?
Because the ass is way more stretchy.
So you can like pull
the
out the honey
part
and lick it off his fingers.
Like a fucking shit-loving poo?
Yeah, he says life could be a little shitty. Life could be a little shitty as the butthole, clearly.
Yeah, the nitty-gritty.
Which is a racist term.
When your nose is in the nitty-gritty.
It's a butthole.
Is he talking about drugs or is he talking about,
beeholes?
The nitty gritty.
This whole thing is about
dingleberries.
Yeah.
I think what it is his nose is in her asshole because he's eating her pussy from the back.
That's where the little sweet comes from.
The little sweet is because he's licking her pussy,
right.
But his nose is in her asshole because he's eating her pussy
Our
from the back.
Our pussy's sweet.
No,
sweeter
but
than buttholes.
Like when referenced in poetry,
are
they're
poet?
Sweet.
Yeah, but he's
are
talking about
major?
Literal shitty.
Right. God's vagina.
Little shitty.
He's
just a dingleberry.
He's saying, I'm going to eat the pussy.
I'm going to suffer through this ass.
Yes.
To eat the puss.
Yes.
And then he ends up with three fingers on the honeycomb.
In the honeycomb, yeah.
Much ado about nothing. Nothing is a euphemism for pussy. Did you guys know that?
Why? Because it's an empty box?
Mm-hmm. Damn. Whispering sweet nothings is talking about her box.
Really?
Yeah. Shakespeare was like a pervert.
He's a freak.
He was a pervert. He invented a lot of words
to tame the shrew.
He's pretty dirty.
Yeah, he invented words to describe pussies.
This guy tamed the shrew.
Did you know William Shakespeare invented the word pussy?
No, he didn't.
Mm. Burrito has enough space in his bug out bag for one comic book to bring to Laila. Laila. What you bringing to Laila?
What are you bringing to the desert island?
And are you sharing with your bros?
I think it's funny that I have a bug out bag for when I get stuck on a deserted island somewhere.
Get that swab.
Okay. Give it to the cops and they'll sit on it for you.
They're dingleberries.
Wouldn't you want a bug out bag for your
No, you just have a bug out bag, dude.
For when I get something you always stranded on a deserted island.
No, you had the bug out bag. It's irregardless of
you
the
were on
island.
A cruise.
A Weezer cruise.
You brought your bug out bag.
Because that was the only bag you had.
And it's got one comic book
this
in it.
This cruise ship has all the comic books in the hull, but it's going down.
And if it's not a porno right. comic, then what are you doing?
Yeah, if it's
heavy
not,
metal.
What, the Witcher? Which?
Oh, Bomb the, Queen.
No.
Yeah, if there's not titties and cunt in it, what are you doing?
It's not cunt, it's fat poont.
Jeez. All right, what are you bringing, man?
Titties and cunt.
No, fat poont.
Spread and gaped
wait,
cunt.
So what's this idea that I'm...
You have a bug out bag, okay? Like, you got to be able to carry it on you.
You're in a ship that's going down, and there's one space for one comic book, but they have all the comic books on the hull.
Yeah, it could be any comic book.
Ship's going down, though.
Be any comic book, and this is the one that I'm saving.
Yeah, you're going to be on Laila for an indeterminate amount of time. Remember, all the water around you is butt water, so... Make sure you boil. Make sure you boil before drinking. Boil before drinking, okay? We got a boil notice.
Unless you're really down with Lily Rose.
Unless you want, salmonella straight from Lily Rose. Boil. Her specific strain.
Can I grab a trade paperback or a graphic novel? Like a
what the judges? Collection hell, edition? Dude.
26 pages, man.
Let's like, get one issue.
26
yeah,
dude,
pages. You're trying to cheat the fucking system, man.
Exactly. You want a whole
graphic? Did it say graphic novel? No, it says comic book.
Comic book.
You just get one. So,
yeah.
I mean,
that's a fucking point.
I mean, it's the same size, right?
Nope. No, it's not.
No.
No, you're trying to game the system now. No.
No, this ship only has 26 pages, bro.
Yeah. Straight up comic book.
That's the inventory.
Like if it was rated by CGC, it would fit in the standard holder.
Golden age?
Could be any age. It fits in a standard holder. You can't put a fucking GN in a comic book holder.
My God.
Well, I don't want to bring something that's been slabbed because
no,
I want to be able
no,
to
I'm
read it.
No, I'm just trying to state what a comic
God
book is.
God damn it!
By the standard,
wait,
what
you
a
wouldn't
comic
read
book
it
is.
If it was slabbed?
You no,
could break
you can't.
It out when you need it.
I would give a,
or you could use
a bartering
item.
I would give a fuck. If I'm stranded on Laila,
he's
and I'm bored as hell, I'm reading Action Comics number one.
I'm breaking out Action
and
Comics number one.
I'm doing
signed
a tribute.
A tribute
to
on
Superman.
9.8 Action Comics
I'm
number
like,
one.
Hey, look, Superman, you ever heard of Spider-Man?
Spider-Man tribute.
Because I'm never leaving that fucking island.
No, you're not.
You're not.
It, burrito.
This is Laila. And all the water's butt water.
There is a book that I really like. I did see this question. I did think about it.
And we know you did.
We thought you did.
Yeah, so I thought maybe this was going to be difficult, but it turned out not to be.
Wow.
There's kind of one story that I remember, and I haven't read it like a lot, but I really like it. It's Spider-Man Blue.
Damn.
It is by Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale.
Did you say it's by Questlove?
Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale.
I wanted it to be by Questlove.
Yeah, me too.
I want Questlove to rewrite Spider-Man Blue.
Hey, you want a fucking Oscar.
So if I could only bring one issue, it would be the last issue of that
Spider-Man
miniseries.
Blue?
Spider-Man Blue number 6.
Damn. Is there titties in it?
Mary Jane's.
No.
Is Mary Jane in it?
That's it, dude.
Okay. Yeah, she's in it.
Gwen Stacy?
All right, dude, I guess you don't like busting. And,
yeah, she is.
Yeah, how are you going to attribute that shit?
Yeah, how are you going to bust?
Jugs aren't out.
I mean, you can imagine.
It's like a super emotional comic, so it would...
Damn,
so that's
dies?
How you bust.
That's how
you
bust.
Spoiler.
That's how he busts. He's like edging the entire time he's watching it, and then once fucking Gwen Stacy dies again,
shit.
He busts.
Every time.
Every time. Gets me every time.
That's what the
just
story
tears
is
about, running down the
actually.
End of my cock.
Salty, salty tears.
Emo load.
It's my favorite Spider-Man story. I don't really have any other Spider-Man stories that I like.
It doesn't
it's
have to be Spider-Man. I don't know if like you got that in your...
He drilled it down to one
damn
comic
skull.
Book.
Yeah, it's that one.
That's crazy.
Wow.
It's I thought it would have been like a Batman
be
comic
DC.
Or a Godzilla comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it would be a Batman comic too, but
left
since
field.
I can't bring a trade paperback...
Why does it have to be, man? You could
because
just have one detective
story.
Comic.
No. Yeah, detective
no, comic. Because if I can only bring a single issue, then it's probably going to be that one. Because I remember it. It's the one that I... Kind
lost
of,
your virginity
I don't know why it affects me like it does, but
Hey, you want to spoil it for us before we get to wait.
So Spider-Man Blue, number 6,
yeah,
the last issue
of the series.
Would you want it ungraded? I mean, it's obviously not going to be worth anything to be graded,
right? It's not worth anything now.
Yeah. So
it could be if it was signed by the right people.
If it was graded in a fucking canister, you'd probably unbox it.
It may have gone up because Tim Sale passed away last year.
Damn.
Why'd you kill him so it could go up?
Yeah, if you didn't pull it out because it was graded, that'd be crazy, man. I'd say, hey, you need to accept the fact that you're not getting off that gosh dang island.
Day one. Day one! I'm cracking this nut. And then middle day one, hey, we got a boat. You want to... Just trying to super glue that case back together. It probably wouldn't even lose that much value. You could probably get it back into...
No, he'd be reading it every night. What are you doing on the island except reading it?
No, I'm saying they pick you up in 3 hours.
All right.
I don't know if I'd read it. A slab copy probably isn't worth that much more.
You could sell it on eBay when you get rescued, and it could literally be called the Desert Island.
No shit, La Isla
version.
And people are like, I want to buy that copy that he was reading.
It's probably got tons of cum in it.
Yeah.
I want to buy that copy.
It smells like ocean air and jizz, dude.
Yeah.
A nice combo of seawater and chlorine water.
Double salty water. And also, all the pages are glued together, so it's just a big brick. At some point, it was just a model. It was just a fucking monolith, and he was standing over and just coming on it, just making like another, just fucking sealing it.
Dang, dude, you're gonna do that?
That's lacquer after lacquer after lacquer.
Is this true, Burrito? Sounds like
maybe.
Oh, you're right. After he died, it went up a lot, and then went back down and came crashing.
Right here.
Yep.
$50.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth anything, dude.
January 2022 is probably around the time he died. No, December 21.
Yeah, man, crack it open and I'll give you the $40 that it's worth.
This was $50 in January 2022.
That's when I was like, I don't really
But this was
shit
a raw copy. It was raw dogged.
What's raw mean?
Raw.
Not cased, not graded.
Of course.
Yeah.
Just so that's how much they are now?
No. Now they're like six bucks.
Yeah. $6.50, yeah. Man. Look out.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and just open
that's
it
what
up.
I imagine.
Yeah, you should just crack it open and read it.
It's probably
times.
Like, $7 or so. Yeah.
Laila edition.
Can't really trade
Spider-Man
that for
Blue Laila edition.
Spider-Man.
Can't find a Spider-Man.
Did you guys have any comic books to mine?
She dreams in color, she dreams in real. Can't find a Spider-Man.
Damn, how do we get from... Burrito's favorite was a
comic book.
No,
his least favorite band.
The Matchbox band.
Oh, yeah.
Matchbox.
Oh, Nickelbox.
Nickelbox band to the next bad Nickelbox band.
Yeah.
She's like, we're just harassing them with Nickelbox bands.
She dreams in color, she dreams in blue.
Go read Spider-Man Blue because it's a good story.
Could I just read the last issue?
Yeah, can we just skip to 6?
I guess so. I mean, there's only 6 issues. Cool. It's not like it's going to take you that much longer.
It feels like it would take me 6 times as long, I'm going to be honest.
Yes.
Yeah. Bullshit. <Checks out. laughs> Unless you just split through the pictures. Oh, cool.
That's actually how I read comic books. No fucking lie. That's why I don't get comic books, because I just look at the pictures. Oh, that's cool. Oh, cool. Oh, cool. Oh, cool. Whoa, what came out of her chest?
Are you reading Bomb Queen?
Yeah.
Knock off of a knockout.
Knock off of a knockout.
I was just thinking, like, whenever you see someone and you say, oh, she looks like so-and-so, or he looks like so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Like our resident Soggy Ben.
Sure.
Yeah. He's like a knockoff of a knockout,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah.
I mean,
Ben Affleck.
I saw a video of a girl who's saying, like, she was pretty cute, and everyone was, like, saying she's, like, the budget version of Margot Robbie.
Hey.
There's a lot of those.
The Walmart version. And she got mad. She was like, why you always call me the Walmart version of this girl, or the budget version of that girl? But then you say, I look just like Steve Buscemi.
Right.
she has
buggy eyes a little bit.
Oh, she's hot.
She was really cute. And then when she said that, you're like, oh shit, she looks like Steve Buscemi. But not like the hot version of Steve Buscemi, just Steve Buscemi.
Wow. There is like something about like just a little touch of something gross, like a Buscemi eyes can really make a lady
Buscemi
hot.
Buscemi eyes.
Ooh-wee. I wouldn't be able to conjure up an example of this. She's not actually upset, probably, right?
Oh.
She's so weirdly
attractive.
Why does every time that you guys
get
attractive, you can never just say that? You always have to say weirdly attractive or oddly attractive. And Also, every time you guys say I look like a celebrity, you always say that I look like the yard sale version or yard the discounted sale. Version or the Walmart version nice. Of Margot Robbie. I can never just look like Margot Robbie. Or I look like the clearance rack at Goodwill version
yeah, cry
of
bitch.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
Why can't I just...
I got the jugs.
This is a humble brag, by the way.
Or the squirrel version of Jane from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And also, for everyone saying that I look like William Dafoe.
Like that one.
That's what it is.
I see it.
Or Macaulay Culkin.
Culkin?
Now they're just getting
Do you know how insecure I am that I look like
him? Oh my God, shut up.
Insecurity. That I look like Macaulay Culkin or William Dafoe, and I hate it.
Oh.
Oh my God. Oh no. Jesus Christ, I want to fuck this girl. She's crazy as hell, dude.
Sadly enough, those are the only people that you guys don't say, oh, you're the Walmart version of William Dafoe.
Yeah, we got it. Oh, she's trying to be funny.
It's Willem.
Yeah, she's doing it on purpose. She's trying to be funny.
This is a bit.
I'm just a normal version of William Dafoe, I guess.
Hey, you're too hot to be... Oh, my God. You're too hot to be funny, so just kind of...
Sorry.
So just kind of cut it out. Cut it out.
Keep taking them pills. See, she's a. She's a bit.
This is a long TikTok.
Yeah, it was a.
Especially when they put this guy after it.
It was a bit.
It's always a bit.
I wanted to be genuine.
No.
You made us watch a comedy video by a hot
never
woman.
Never not the
that's
bit.
Like, that's like your least favorite comedy video. Is a comedy video by a hot woman.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Anyways.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
There's a lot of Margot Robbie
ones.
You're
talking about the concept of this, or
what's that girl's name from the 90s?
Jamie My
name
Priestley?
Is Jamie Priestley is she is now the knockoff of a knockout, which is Margot Robbie.
Yeah,
well, not the other way around.
It's always the younger version.
These are Margot Robbie prototypes.
Yeah,
yeah,
but there's like four of them currently acting.
Yeah,
prototypes.
No, specifically Margot Robbie.
Yeah, I saw a Instagram carousel about this.
Maybe it's six.
Tell us about it.
I saw BuzzFeed.
Tell us about it.
You wouldn't believe these 50 bitches that look exactly like Margot Robbie.
And guess what? I believe it.
I did. I didn't, and then I did.
God, wouldn't it be nice to just have sex with like the ugliest one of those? Just
yeah, the bottom just, barrel Margot Robbie.
The one with the buscemi eyes.
Yeah, I still feel like I'm fucking Margot Robbie.
Yeah, just tell me. But I'm Jamie Priestley. Could you just tell me you're fucking Margot Robbie?
You know, Margot Robbie sounds like, all
right. Right. I like that better than like Jamie Priestley.
Yeah, she's like, ha!
That's crazy, man. Oh, there's Jamie. Yeah, those don't... There's some ugly ones.
Great for radio.
Jamie!
I hear you. Definitely. I couldn't even tell you one from the next.
Come on.
Bottom left, Margot.
Yeah, bottom left. And then you got...
She's Jamie the shiniest Jamie. One.
Or Jamie Presley.
Jamie
Priestley?
Shiny.
Yeah, Elvis Presley.
That's good enough, guys. Talk about a car driving off tow trucks.
Oh, yeah. So, dramatic body camera footage shows a car speeding down a Georgia highway, catching a tow truck ramp, flying about 120 feet through the air, Dukes of Hazzard style. The driver survived the crash with serious injuries. Just some good old boys.
Good.
So,
we got a tow truck stopped in the road and a car just flew right off it.
Ah, that was awesome, dude.
Right?
Holy shit, I
like
that.
It's just insane. Oh. But I get it. They don't have any cones or anything up.
Oh, did they? Oh, it was an accident?
Yeah, oh they didn't plan that shit.
Yeah, but it might have been someone that was just like always wanted
there
to do it.
There was already an accident. Right. Yeah, it could be somebody who always wanted to do it, but.
Oh, did they land on the tires? Yeah.
Oh, wow. They did a full
No. They landed on
the top?
Yeah, and then it just rolled, I think.
Oh, I see.
God. You're some good old boys.
We gotta get the hill away from Bob's hog.
Yeah, and you can't see this if you're just listening, but it has a Confederate flag on the top of the car. Pretty cool. I love that, dude.
Where are you guys at with Dukes of Hazzard?
I think I'd enjoy it, but I'm allegedly white, though. I love the theme song.
Allegedly.
It is a feel-good theme song.
And that's my vibe, dude. Just a good old boy. Never mean no harm, dude. I mean, maybe a little bit of harm.
A little bit of... Just a rascal.
Just some good old boy.
You think that guy died?
No, he's
serious.
Because the driver survived with serious injuries.
Dude, that sucks.
But a sick video, though.
And a busted ass car.
Well, he's getting that paid for. It just sucks that he's gonna have a lifetime of injury.
Wait, can he sue that fucking tow truck?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Million bones right there.
Let's get a damn torque going.
Million bones right there.
Man, that's fucking retorted, dude.
It is. It should be more, but it's capped.
I know. It's only 250,000.
Yeah. You tried to drop a joke there, man. You just shat on it.
No, I get it.
He gets it, dude.
I get it. But I just want to, like, progress the conversation about tort reform.
Man, a toot for the tort, dude.
Yeah. That's all you really get. Retorted. Is tort reform.
You can't use this fucking joke.
It's tort reform.
Hey, man, the joke belongs to the world now.
Yeah.
It's open source.
Let's get
it's for a very specific audience.
Yeah, it's like it's for like people who like lawyer humor and also saying the R word.
About dicks. Lawyers who talk about dicks. It's a niche.
Yeah, it's kind of a niche show.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's called
you get
niching
it.
Down. Okay.
Yeah, ever heard of it?
No.
Julio Tejas Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today, or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news! Couples choreographed suicide by guillotine. Ends with heads rolling into fire altar. Check this shit out.
Wow.
A couple committed suicide by using a guillotine to decapitate themselves. They added the element of fire. The police say they did it as a sacrificial ritual.
To whom?
To Satan.
Really? Do they know he's not real or do they not know
that? I
don't
think they know that.
Well, now it doesn't really matter.
But was pretty cool.
Did they do this on Facebook?
Yeah, they posted it on Facebook Live.
Of course they did.
That's no, they didn't. Oh. They found the fucking guillotine. They found the bodies and they found the head in the fire. They put two and two together.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Did
actually,
they film it?
No.
If Satan does exist, they're there, dude, because committing suicide is a sin.
Yeah, number one.
Well, one of them.
What's apex sin?
I think gay stuff.
Wow, dude, that's harsh.
No, actually, the top one is denying that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior.
That's no number one?
Why wouldn't it be?
One. Versus killing people?
No, Jesus will forgive some murders, but he won't
You're
forgive
right.
you just saying that
if
he
you don't know me.
Yeah. Brian's getting serious
hey, I can't,
over here.
I can't get you in unless you draw my name,
yeah.
okay?
If you don't believe
I'm
in
not
me.
Coming to the motherfucking door every single time to come fetch y'all. You got to tell them my name.
Exactly, sermon, right?
Say
preach.
My name, he said.
Preach.
I should be a fucking. I should just do, instead of the reaction videos, I should just drop
that's
daily
that's
sermons.
That's a perfect like sermon act out.
Yeah,
like
it is. It's very.
You really
look. Look, listen. Number one, you got to know God's name. You got to know. You got to be right with the Lord. You got to know His name. Yeah, and then you go into the bit about. I'm not going to come down here
yeah.
and bring you in. I can't call you up every single time.
That would, dude.
You
got to
tell them my name.
That would kill.
Say my, and so, yeah, that would kill on the
so, yeah,
circuit.
So,
that donation basket
denying Jesus, number one.
Sure.
Number two, putting your dick in a man's butt if you have a penis. And then number three is
decapitation.
Suicide.
And then murder.
Leonardo decapitation.
Leonardo decapitation. So, butt fucking over murder.
Hey, man, I don't
I think
the rules
need to,
Jesus
no, hey,
does.
I think we need to rewrite these goddamn...
Hey, man.
You put murder
the
before
law.
That?
What? Well, that's what God said.
Hey.
In fact, saying goddamn is worse than murder.
Shit. Yeah. If you're fucking a dude in the butt
yeah.
and you yell, goddamn!
Dude, straight to hell.
There's lightning bolts.
Bullshit!
Yeah, but anyways, this is a pretty metal way of killing yourself. It's kind of stupid.
It is pretty... It's fucking
kind of
lame.
Stupid.
If you have the wherewithal and the means to do all of this,
maybe
put
get
that,
some help, dude.
Yeah, maybe just put that towards something constructive.
Yeah.
You know, if I was going to go out in suicide, I would just run up all of my credit cards.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Instead of doing this Rube Goldberg device to fucking die.
That's how they bought the guillotines.
Yeah, they went to wish.com.
No, they got
it took
these
fucking,
off Amazon.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Six
yeah,
months.
Like $1,200 each off Amazon.
You had to put it together.
Yeah. yeah.
They had some wine.
It didn't
and
come
watched.
Shipped yeah, with
they,
the actual.
A couple days before this actually happened, the conversations.
Oh,
hey, did the guillotine come in
I told
yet?
You we should have gone to fucking IKEA. I can't stand the goddamn instructions. There's so yeah. many goddamn instructions. Which dowel?
Yeah, where does the rope go again?
Wait, we don't need wood glue? How the hell is this thing going to stay together?
Do you think this is the guy's idea or the woman's idea?
I definitely think it was the woman's idea.
You always love to know.
I think it was the
I
guy.
I think it was the dude, man.
Yeah, and she was ride or die. And guess what? On this day, it was die.
You flip a coin, sometimes it comes up tails.
I mean,
sometimes it
was,
comes up heads.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah, wow. There's nowhere to go from there.
Yeah. Deputies accuse man of using Nintendo Duck Hunt pistol to rob a business.
Well, did he do it or not?
Deputy said 25-year-old David Joseph D'Alessandro allegedly robbed a convenience store. Yeah. This is an AI article. In the Charlotte area, he allegedly robbed it. So, yeah, I guess he got away with it. You know, I mean, like, you don't take any chances if you're the fucking convenience store guy. Even if you know it's a Duck Hunt gun.
Do you think it's the red one or the gray one?
It's a gray one.
Isn't there an orange one? There's no orange.
Red.
This is a red one.
It's red.
Yeah,
is it red?
It's Nintendo red.
Could have been a Super Scope 6.
No, it couldn't have been.
Could have been.
No, it couldn't have been.
They just called it. You know, one time
I did jury duty.
Pistol. You did jury duty?
And I convinced the whole jury to let this guy go on aggravated robbery because there was no gun, dude. I don't know if that's the law, but there was no proof that he actually had a gun. And it was, he could have, for all we knew, there was no evidence that they didn't find a gun, and there wasn't, like, there was video, but you couldn't see the gun. So for all we know, he could have had the duck hunt gun.
Was this a jury of 12?
Was it 12 angry men?
It was 12 people.
Yeah.
I think so most of them were like, I kind of cared, and no one else gave a shit, so it was kind of easy to...
missiles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of how all juries go.
That's what all juries are.
Yeah, just one guy.
Isn't that the scariest part?
OJ's guilty.
Just one person cares, and nobody else gives a shit. Literally, they're all just trying to get the fuck home.
Yeah, right?
You know?
And get their $4 check.
But imagine being on the OJ jury.
But this is what happened was that afterwards you were able to ask the prosecution questions after everything's done. She was like, was this the only time he did it? And she was like, no, he did like 5 more times. And I was like, did they ever find a gun? They go, yeah, we found it. We just couldn't bring it up in this trial. I was like, okay, well, okay, you do. They're going to get him on the other ones.
Yeah. He's obviously,
I gave him a freebie.
He's obviously a serial offender. You'll get him next time, champ.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Oopsies.
Sorry for believing in justice, okay?
Yeah.
Look, I think it's okay to let the guy go.
Yeah.
You know?
He didn't kill anyone. He just like scared the shit out of him and robbed him.
I mean, maybe.
He just robbed the fuck out of him.
Robbed the fuck out of him.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was kidnapped. It was aggravated kidnapping. Which he basically held him up at gunpoint and like made him go to an ATM machine, which they call kidnapping, which it is.
Gunpoint? But he didn't have an actual gun?
He did have a gun, but they couldn't prove it in the case.
Yeah, okay. So, but it's weird if like you can't bring that, the actual aggravated part to the trial.
Yeah.
Why would you charge him with aggravated shit? You have to charge him with the lower.
No, well, it's because.
It's their fault.
No. They knew they could get him on the lower one. It was kind of a Hail Mary.
No, you can't go higher. Oh, I see.
He got
for the kidnapping.
Yes.
And stuff.
And
okay.
The yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Anyways, that's just some more retorted talk.
Yeah, this is retort corner. I retort. You're retort. Oh, so you're retorted. No, I'm the one who's retorted.
This is the first time I saw, I don't know, I was listening to you and then I look over and after you making that joke, Arthur looks to see what he's going to put in response to it. I'd never seen you actually respond. And it was that. It was like, no, it was this a little.
Yeah. That
never
one has
mind.
Multiple
I just have never seen the thought process,
it's a process
before.
Yeah. I'm not just randomly pushing buttons.
No, I thought you did. Before I thought you were, but now I know.
No, it's a communication, man.
Yeah.
Damn, sorry.
It's the fifth member.
Sorry, dude.
It is the fifth member.
What's next?
Nobody else brought news. Man admits freezing leg of alleged eunuch maker who is accused of broadcasting live castrations.
What is this, amateur?
Okay. How'd he get the leg?
You brought up that earlier story, right?
You know,
maybe a few episodes ago.
I was reading this.
Yeah. This is like the third
story
leg?
Because it was very interesting, but I never got to the part about the leg.
Yeah. What does that mean?
So the old story was these people did these crazy body mods, like cut off limbs.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy said he froze the leg in this incident of like these body mods, right? One of the body mods is a castration.
Right.
Yeah, but others are like cutting off
a whole leg.
Yeah. So
I see. So they're just, so this guy, the eunuch maker, had somebody's leg and this dude was like, okay, I'll freeze it for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were, I thought the eunuch maker's
gave up a leg. Right. No.
But anyways, all this was consensual though, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
But it's illegal to do it.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
By the way,
a lot of disgusting people with his morals.
Oh, really? Well, they should like let these fucking idiots do whatever they want to do, I think. Also, there's another made-up name, Jacob Crimmy-Appleby.
Fucking AI stories, man.
I think he fucking made that name himself.
He named himself after the chain. After the casual dining restaurant.
After the sampler platter.
After the fancy restaurant that I go to.
Applebee's?
I don't have one. I don't go.
Just
to
say,
that.
I've never
just
really
make
been.
Up something.
The
make
ribs?
Something up. Yeah.
I think it's the Jimmy Poppers.
Jimmy Poppers.
You said make something up.
Yeah. Condoms over there.
Yeah, they deep fry condoms.
Jimmy Popper.
They roll them in batter. It's got
shrimp inside of it.
It's beer battered
jalapenos.
Yeah. Shrimp and
jalapeno
cheese.
Cream
shrimp
and
cheese inside of a beer battered condom. It's got a nice snap to it.
But you bite the
head off.
Yeah.
Because you suck out the inside.
And you squeeze the condom.
Oh my God, dude.
It's pretty good.
You put hot sauce inside. It's the Drake.
Jimmy Poppers, everybody.
Introducing Jimmy Poppers.
Can I get a Drake style?
Can I get a Drake style? Shit. They throw hot sauce in there before they deep fry it.
Drake style. You gotta get more creative, like pick a Drake song or something.
Then it's too much.
Give me the Kiki.
No one's gonna know what that. I don't know what the fuck that means. I've never heard a single Drake song.
Do you want?
How about like the Hotline Bling?
I've heard that one.
Hotline Bling.
That's the only one I've heard.
That's meme worthy.
Oh, and then God Man. I've heard a couple of them.
How about you, Burrito? Can you name a single Drake song that he hasn't already?
I cannot name a single Drake song. Named or unnamed.
Is Drake Puerto Rican?
No, man.
I think he's Jew and black.
I think he's half, Canadian. Yeah.
He's Lenny Kravitz?
He's Jew black, yeah.
Kravitz himself.
I'm going to Kravitz my pants, dude.
I got a fresh Kravitz pants.
You know what Kravitz in your pants is?
Yeah, splitting the front so you show everyone
your
balls.
Yeah, so your dong falls out.
Oh, damn. I like that.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. In the Crazy One, infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the Crazy One has everything. No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have everything. So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Not all night, not all night.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese juvenile delinquent.
Really?
Despite not being Japanese and while still acting juvenile, is clearly a middle-aged anthropomorphic burrito. So grab your cool shades and toughest attitude, because these Yankee headlines don't take shit from nobody. This is Burrito's Nippo News.
Great read, dude.
Hey, yeah, you man, fucking nailed that.
Yeah, immaculate.
Nailed it.
I took my time. I breathed this time,
Yeah.
The enunciation.
Sometimes you just got to approach it knowing you're in for a long one, and then you got to grab your ankles and just bear it.
Wow, good point.
Ankles behind your ears.
You know,
now!
In acting school, they have whole classes dedicated to just breathing.
To grabbing your ankles and breathing?
Yeah. Like, well, you're going to be doing a lot of getting fucked.
How else are you going to get work, man?
I'm going to teach that class.
Yeah.
It's Lamaze.
Yeah.
For the boys.
And look, if you can't relax everything, we'll just give you some poppers at the
some
end of the
day. Amyl nitrates, baby.
I'm the most famous thug in Saitama. Japanese kids' social media beef leads to beating and arrest.
What is this, amateur?
Yeah. Leads to beating, comma, arrest.
Oh, this is about the Yakuza, huh?
Yeah.
It is, yeah. So,
Yakuza.
All right. I will. There's two
Which
junior
social
high...
media platform?
Instagram.
Twitter is big.
I'm not sure. It says two junior high school kids in Saitama became acquainted through social media.
Sure.
And they both thought of themselves as the most famous thug in the prefecture.
Man, oh, my God. Did they meet at the statue?
There was a 14-year-old boy who posted that he was the most famous Yankee in Saitama.
Just some good old boy.
That's slang for juvenile delinquents.
Yankee.
Yeah. And there's a 15-year-old junior high girl who then replied, I'm a more famous Yankee than you are.
She said, bet, bitch.
Oh, wait. So one of these people involved is a girl?
Yeah.
Supposedly. One of these ne'er-do-wells is a ne'er-do-wellis.
Why do I get the feeling that even their Yakuza, like mafia thug stuff, is cosplay as well over there? It feels like a cosplay situation.
Isn't everything cosplay? Like, if you're joining a biker gang.
I don't take this seriously, though. How bad was the meeting?
Joining a biker gang.
Okay, so they met up and they exchanged words, and apparently.
Rap battle.
The girl and her group that she brought were outnumbered. So then the girl reached out to an acquaintance of hers, which was a 25-year-old. Members of the Sumiyoshi Kai Yakuza.
My God.
Right?
Sure.
And then 28 people Sure. In six cars.
It was GB. A fucking ballroom blitz.
Damn.
GB.
A Zoot Suit Riot.
They went and abducted the 14-year-old boy from his home.
Damn, dude.
Damn. This game
drag, nothing but women, right?
Dude, Yakuza, no.
Drag
check,
him into women. A car.
Imagine shipping so hard for a fucking 15-year-old gangster girl that you kidnap a 14-year-old gangster boy and do all this shit.
Over the next 4 hours, the boy was driven to three different locations, including a riverside and parking lot where he was punched, kicked, and beaten with a metal pipe.
Maybe
so
sounds,
broken ribs,
maybe it's
a broken
not
nose,
just cosplay.
And other injuries, which doctors say will take 3 months to heal.
Jeez.
They were punched, kicking, and beating him by the riverside. Then they load him back up into the car. And they say,
let's go to the next ass-kicking location.
Oh, you know what? You want to be the toughest boy in all of goddamn Saitama? Well, then let's go see Saitama.
Let's go see Saitama.
Wait, let's check real quick. Are you the toughest young thug by this river here in Saitama? Let's see. Beat his ass. That's a no. Okay, let's go to the bridge.
It's Larry David.
Yeah. Let's go down to the bridge. 15-minute drive. He's bleeding out.
Dang, dude.
That's rough.
That is rough.
So, and anyway, so it was all for nothing because since they're both still minors, their names can't be released to the public.
Release the names.
So
Docs,
release the names.
They still can't be the most famous because no one knows who they are.
That's
they
the
can't
irony.
Be the most infamous. Unfortunately.
That's the gosh dang irony.
Speaking of
Saitama. This place is a mess.
Saitama man arrested for calling police 2,060 times in 9 days to yell at them.
Nice. That's way too many. 206 times a day.
Do the math! Do the math!
Yeah, like 228 times a day.
Wow.
So
how many
every
times an hour. How many times a
10
minute?
Times an hour?
Shit.
Six, one every six.
That's
one every
insane.
Oh, 24 hours straight.
Yeah.
Unless he's robocalling him. With a recording.
Oh, man, you did math really well. It says this works out to an average of one call for every 6 minutes.
Damn.
And resulted in 27 hours spent on the line with them.
Wow, dude. Over the course of 9 days, that's 3 hours a day.
Damn, what's he bitching about?
Yeah, what's his fucking beef, dude?
He's just trying out new material.
Is he on that ACAB tip?
Yeah.
You been talking to Gemini?
It was me.
He's been listening to the show.
The man told them that they should be fired and called them big, stupid assholes and tax thieves.
He was.
Oh
my God, dude.
Taxation is theft.
Is this man me?
Is he ACAB plus taxation is theft?
Is this man me?
Is that what you are?
Maybe yeah, taxation is theft.
Because that's like left and right,
maybe
though,
these
dude.
These are your robocalls.
Look, everybody thinks taxation is theft. If you don't think taxation is theft,
you're
blind. You're blind.
Simp. You're a simp for America.
Yeah,
wake up.
Well, actually, a lot of people are simps for America. Which
absolutely.
Is
damn. Wake up. Well, isn't the entire left wing simps for America because they love taxes or they claim to love taxes, dude?
Yeah.
We can talk about that later.
There's many of America's, many people who are simps for different sides of America. There's left ball, there's right ball.
I'm just
there's
a simp.
Paint.
I'm just a simp for fat
this
tits.
This guy was.
He's not.
This guy was a 67-year-old resident and he was arrested admitted
that makes
to
sense.
The charges.
How'd you know it was me?
You got your cell phone bill.
He added, I knew the police would come for me someday.
I've been waiting for you.
I've been trying for 9 days straight. I knew they would come for me someday. Look how incompetent you fucking morons
are. It
took you 9 days to get here, and I've been calling you every 6 minutes.
I've been waiting for you.
He's just like on the phone. Oh, okay, hey, hold on.
Actually, you're actually here, so I'll hang up right now.
Hey, let me call you back.
You're finally here.
And I will.
Yeah. I can't wait to get out of jail and go back home so I can call you again.
Exactly. What are you wearing?
Can I just say, for old time's sake, shut your gosh dang mouth. As my client, I know there's like hours and hours of recorded phone calls.
But make them do the work.
But make them do the work, you dumb bitch.
Yeah.
But by the way, taxation is theft. I agree with you on that one.
Don't give them the layup. Taxation is theft.
Amen.
It's part of the titty party.
Taxation that is the titty party.
Is theft.
Oh.
Speaking of annoying nuisances, condoms.
Oh yeah, what is that?
14th generation
condom ambassador. I think it just means it's the 14th person to get this job.
Oh.
Condom ambassador named by Japan's Sagami condom. Original, which is condom company.
Dude, condom ambassador.
Yeah, condom ambassador. Yeah,
obviously
named condom by Japan Sagami. His job.
Her.
Her job.
Yeah. Her job is just to go around and tell people to wear condoms.
Put
like a dumb
on
bitch.
Her dicks with her mouth.
Yeah, she's basically the face
of condoms.
Yeah. Sagami.
She's the face of
industries.
You're telling me she's the face of condoms?
Yes.
You know what's ironic about this? I've never had a woman. A woman has never, like, told me to put on a condom.
Yeah, they're always like, take it off.
They're always like, come in me, daddy.
Yeah, dude. They are. It's wild. Like, so, I can't fucking do so this it's shit. Like, I can't do this shit. I'm doing this
That's
shit.
That's why there's 14 generations because the other 13 bitches quit.
Yeah, because
they got cummed in.
They're like, I can't lie anymore. It's all a lie.
Yeah, it is a lie.
Yeah, they came back. They're yelling, taxation is theft.
Nice, dude. Yeah. There's 13 base queens out there now.
I love it, dude.
Cum-based queens.
The condom ambassador.
There it is.
You.
Condom.
Her name is Mizuki Takanashi, and she's a gravure model.
Is she hot?
Hey. Gravure means she got titties, but she won't show you the nipples.
Is she hot?
The badge.
What's her name?
Right. Mizuki Takanashi.
All right, let's pull it up, dude.
I'm working on
Mizuki.
It.
Mizuki. Like it sounds. Takanashi. Like it sounds.
Yeah. So she has a double tooth, which means one of her teeth is like.
I fucking love
out.
It.
Takanashi.
Is what?
Yeah.
Oh, say it again.
Is what taken out?
Takanashi?
No. Double tooth.
What is
dude?
A double tooth?
That's yeah, a double tooth. It's like one of her teeth is like.
I hate that.
That's really, really common.
Let's get this Blu-ray.
Yeah, it is really common.
$6.
Wait, so she was born with an extra tooth or
no,
something?
She's got this fucking fang. It's a snaggle tooth.
Yeah, it's like a little snaggle tooth. Yeah. Okay. So it's listed as one of her charm points. So sure. In Japan.
There's two more? There's two more? Yeah. There's one more.
It's like, this is the thing that makes
it humanizes her
cute. Her. Yeah.
Accessible.
Dude, the series is called Milky Glamour.
Ew. I don't like that.
I love how low her panties are, dude.
I know, that's crazy.
It's like right above her urethra, dude.
Right.
That's a good one. Is that her?
Yeah. She trimmed up a bit there.
Yeah.
Your ex-wife there.
So this bitch is telling me to wear a condom? I don't think so.
Yeah, but she says TE.
She is.
She puts a condom over her snaggle tooth.
She hooks it on there and you just drive your dick up
yeah,
there.
No, she doesn't want to. Yeah, she doesn't want to cut you while she's fucking sucking your dick. Puts a condom on top.
That's nice.
Yeah, burrito.
Yeah, what do you say?
What's your fault?
If she tells you to put a condom on, are you doing it? I guess that's the only way you're going to fuck her, though.
Oh, man. What if he just stealths. Put
on? Yeah,
burrito stealths.
Burrito goes unwrapped.
Mark Summers style.
He's like, I'm more of a burrito bowl.
You can leave the tortilla out of this.
That was a show, guys. What do you think?
Yeah, and on stealth. Just a PSA, guys. Don't stealth.
Don't fucking do
yeah,
it.
Don't do it.
These are all just jokes, gentlemen.
You're right.
Ladies, if you're
okay,
out there.
But Jay Mark, cut out the part where I got serious about stealthing.
Yeah. Like, no really way. Serious about it.
Hey, you know what? Takanashi Moto, what's her name?
Mizaki.
Mizaki, take the condom and shove it up your ass. How about that? Stick it up your ass. Wait, do I say shove or stick? I think
stick.
I did interchangeably.
Stick like a sticker.
Yeah, Makashi Moto, stick it up your ass. The condom, that is.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you're sticking. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit him up.